he fought him till the last, and he had to give it up. And he threw down his stick he was fighting with and jumped the fence and went, and I peeped through a window and watched him run down the road, great big man. And he had one of them old things made out of hickory that you call a cant hook handle.
What now?
A cant hook handle, this thing they use in the woods in loading logs.
Mm.
About this long and about that big around, made out of solid hickory.
Mm.
Hard as it can be. And he had beat that dog till he couldn't walk the next day. Mm. But that dog never did give up fighting.
Did he kill the dog?
No. We doctored him and bathed him and worked with him. Lord, I thought I'd die. If he died, I knew he would have gotten that fix of fighting for us.
Yes, ma'am.
And we slept down at Papa's then for a long time. And when we did go to stand back up there, I got me a gun. And I think everybody in the world has some kind of protection when they stand by their set, or
yes,
even with somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we hear very often of these old bad folks going in on men, women, and all in bunches and murdering them. And,
a lot of meanness going around.
Yes, there is.
Talking about your dog, if somebody wanted to make his dog get after another dog or get after a person, what would he say to him?
Catch him.
Mm-hmm.
That little dachshund that I had wouldn't bite nobody, and she wouldn't fight nobody's dog unless if the dog bothered her, she got him by the throat, and they was awful glad to get her loose. For she had long claws, and she'd hold them by the throat and just tear them up right on the front of their legs, you know. And that's the only way she fought. But now she just wouldn't bite people. She just cut up over him by the throat so they couldn't help but like her.
Yes.
She loved everybody she saw.
You know, talking about a herd of cattle, what did people used to call a male animal in a herd of cattle?
Well, they called some of them oxens and some of them bulls.
Can you remember a time when it wasn't polite to use that word bull?
I certainly do. Plumb on up to where after I was married, anybody would just think you was awful if you used that word.
What did they say if they had to say something?
They'd say a male.
Hmm.
Or a yearling. Sometimes they'd say a yearling.
Why do you reckon they thought it was so bad to say that?
I don't know. I just never had known.
Well, what about talking about horses, the male horse? What did you call him?
Well, they'd call them horses. And, those that they used for breeders, they'd call them a stallion. And they, of course, they called the mare horses a mare. And the little baby horses, you know, was a colt.
What about a baby cow?
It's a calf.
Did you make any distinction between a male and female calf? What you called them?
No, we just called them a calf.
Didn't say heifer calf or something like that?
Not unless somebody wanted to know. Sometimes they'd be figuring on buying a cow. They'd want to know what kind of calf she had.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that that cow's going to...
They would use this.